now we're in that hurry up and wait mode. It's just, you know, the forecast doesn't sound good. We need to get all our ducks in a row so that when it does hit, we can go like crazy, because, you know, the way the weather forecast calls, they're calling for cooler normal temperatures, wetter than normal temperatures, and we could be going through a stretch where we only have a few days at a time to get the crop in the ground. So we need to have everything in line when the window does appear. That's basically what I've been telling people. You know, it's only March, but I don't think we're going to have that luxury of, you know, getting started in last of March, very first of April, and, you know, have a day or two to work out the bugs and all that, you know, like a lot of people do. When we hit the ground, when we hit the fields, we're going to have to hit it running, and, you know, try to get a lot done quick. I just don't think, weathermen are wrong all the time, but the way the outlook is, it's going to be a shortened season.
Some farmers are wanting to get started early for beans, but with conditions, do you think that that's really possible?
I don't know. I mean, my focus, of course, would be on corn. Planting beans early, it hasn't really been proven to me yet that planting your corn early really helps out in the long run. And me personally, my big focus would be on corn. If I had the luxury of having enough employees and enough equipment that I could do both at the same time, that's a different game. But I wouldn't run out there and plant beans when I could be planting corn, if I didn't have the option of doing both at the same time. I just don't think that it's in our best interest to run out there and plant a few beans and hope for the best when we got a window to get corn planted. And, you know, the window on corn, to me, closes down quicker than the window on beans. I've had some beans planted, you know, up into June that have yielded really well. I mean, I've seen double crop beans make 50 bushel, but you get past that June 15 on corn, and it's all downhill.
Have you heard from farmers about if they're going to plant more corn, if they're going to plant more soybeans, or have you really heard kind of one way or the other?
At the end of the day, farmers like to plant corn. It's in their nature, and actually, our corn sales are up over last year. On the same, they're up overall, but even on our normal base, they're up. You know, there's part of the reason they're up, we got new customers, but when you take our old customer base from last year and compare what they got ordered this year versus last year, we're still up. So that's telling me that corn acres are not going to fall back.
Since it's supposed to be cooler and wetter, when farmers are able to get started, any advice you have to them, management practices, items they should use, any advice like that with the cool and wetter weather?
Well, my advice is when you're planting corn, make sure that it's right. Make sure that the ground conditions are right, that you're not smearing the sidewalls and causing compaction zones. Because with wetter and cooler temperatures, especially cooler, you know, we don't need compaction. We're going to have poor root development anyway. So we need to try to do everything right. I realize that's kind of contradictory to tell you to get out there and get it done, but then in the same breath tell you to do it right. You know, we can't just do it to be doing it. We have to do it the right the first time in case we are set up for poor root development. We want to give it the best chance possible.
Anything else you can think of?
My big thing, I know it's cool right now, but for the most part, we had a milder winter than we've had in the past, and I'm worried about all the insects that may have survived through the winter, because the winter didn't kill them off, and making sure that we have the seed protection on the corn and the beans. You know, anymore, you can't buy seed corn that's not treated. Everybody's figured that out, you know, and they got to have the best treatment available. But these beans, with all the bugs that could be surviving, you know, there's very few farmers today that'll use an insecticide on their beans. And I think that this year, if it's setting up the way they're talking, that it could be a crucial year to have insecticide on your beans. The normal anymore is, you know, we've all gotten away from untreated beans, but just because it's treated doesn't necessarily mean that it's got an insecticide on it also. We could, all the fungicide in the world isn't going to stop a bug from chewing on the seed. So if we've got an insecticide on our beans, I think that this year will pay big dividends versus some of the years in the past. And you know, you've got all your seed, because, you know, any more, we'll take a field and we will put a particular variety in that field that's suited for that environment. And, you know, so a lot of times farmers will get, you know, 50 or 100 bags of their seed and not get it all. Well, if that one field is ready to go, you know, we don't want to just put any variety that we've got on hand in that field. We want to have the right variety to put in that field, so we need to have it on the farm so that we can go ahead and load the planter and plant that field with the variety that we had planned on planting in that field. A lot of times in the spring, when farmers get busy, some of that kind of stuff will go out the window, and they'll just, you know, grab the pile closest to the door, load up their planter and plant a field, and not considering the fact that this variety doesn't like wet feet, or this variety handles clay soil better, or, you know, all the different ins and outs of each particular variety. That's the reason why we place the seed in the first place, so that we have the best possible variety in that field for the maximum yield that we can get out of it. And if we just throw the wrong variety in the wrong field, we're going to hurt ourselves right off the bat.